someone came to him and said, you know, things were going great in the time of Abu Bakr. Things were going great in the time of Omar. Things started to get a little bit crazy around the time of Uthman, but things are really out of control now that you're the Khalifa. He said, you know why? Because those people had people like me following them. I have people like you following me. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ba'd. You know, in this episode, we will be talking about Ali ibn Abi Talib, karramallahu wajh. And even that salutation that we mention after mentioning the name of Ali, we say, karramallahu wajh. May Allah ennoble his countenance. May Allah ennoble his face. Of course, the kuffar, right, the disbelievers in Mecca, they had a special disdain for Ali because he was bright, because he was young, and because he loved the Prophet ﷺ unapologetically. So once, after the Prophet ﷺ was commanded to call the people of Hashim, Banu Hashim, to Islam, he told Ali, let's prepare a dinner. And we call this da'watu dhil ashira, not ashura, ashira. He said, Ali, let's call the people to a meal and I will invite them to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the Prophet just invited everyone, Abu Lahab, right, he did something to divert everyone's attention, and nobody, you know, stayed. They came, but they didn't stay. So then the Prophet ﷺ commanded Ali a second time, you know, invite everyone to listen to the message of Deen, to listen to the Quran. And Ali invited everybody once again. And the Prophet ﷺ stood before the people of Banu Hashim and before the people of Quraysh, and he asked them, if I were to tell you that there was a mountain behind, there was an army behind this mountain waiting to attack you, would you believe me? And they all said, you're al-Amin, you're the trustworthy, right? You're truthful, you're virtuous, right? Of course we would believe you. We have no experience with untruth or lying from you. So the Prophet ﷺ said, in the same way I'm telling you, there is doom on the horizon if you don't submit to Allah Ta'ala and accept Him in His oneness and accept me as His messenger. Who will be with me? Who will follow me? Who will be my wazir? And nobody spoke. No one said anything. And the Prophet asked three times, who will be with me? Who will be my wazir? Who will support me? And then Ali, at that time, at the tender age of 9, karamallahu wajh, may Allah ennoble his face, he said, I'm with you, O Messenger of God. You are my messenger, and I take as my mortal enemy anyone that opposes you. And when Ali said this, they said, shanna Allahu wajhak. May Allah disfigure your face. May Allah deform you. And the Prophet ﷺ said, karamallahu wajhak. May Allah ennoble you. May Allah beautify your face. So when we say the name of Sayyidina Ali, we say, karamallahu wajh. May Allah ennoble his countenance. If we're talking about virtues, one of the principal virtues of Sayyidina Ali that you see mentioned in almost all of the books, his manaqib, he is almost the perfect embodiment of the balance of the outward sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the inward sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Sayyidina Ali is outward and he's inward. Much is written about his knowledge. Much is written about his asceticism. Much is written about his piety. But also much is written about his valor, his bravery, right? His skills as a warrior. We know that Sayyidina Ali was married to the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ. He was married to Fatima al-Zahra. And when the Prophet ﷺ married her to Ali, he said to him, I am marrying you to the best of my family. And he said to her, I'm marrying you to the best of my family. And Sayyidina Ali entered the household of the Prophet ﷺ at the tender age of 5. So their relationship is multifarious. It has different lenses through which it can be seen. He was the cousin of the Prophet ﷺ, but he was also a kind of a foster brother of the Prophet ﷺ because they were both raised in the household of Abu Talib, right? He was also the son-in-law of the Prophet ﷺ. He was a general of the Prophet ﷺ. And another very unique distinction of Sayyidina Ali, he witnessed almost every ghazwa, every military campaign of the Prophet ﷺ, he was there, indicating that when he gave his oath, whoever opposes you is my mortal enemy, he was true to that oath. He meant that, he lived by that. Sayyidina Ali, I'll conclude by mentioning one story that I think speaks to his bravery, speaks to his closeness to the Prophet ﷺ. When the Prophet ﷺ was preparing to make hijrah, he needed a decoy that would sleep in his bed because the Prophet knew of a plot, right? The people of Quraysh, they were conspiring to assassinate the Prophet ﷺ. And the way they conspired to do it, they said, we'll all get together and we'll stab him all at one time so that his blood will be spread among all of the tribes and Banu Hashim won't be able to retaliate. They'll just have to accept that this is what happened. And the Prophet ﷺ said to Ali, Allah will make me invisible, so I'm going to leave, and they will not see me leave. Allah will shield me from their vision, but I need you to sleep in my bed. Worry not, they will not be able to harm you. So Sayyidina Ali, without hesitation, bila taraddud, labayk ya Rasulullah. Now when you think about what he was volunteering for, how he was offering himself, it is not dissimilar to Ismail. It is not dissimilar to Ismail. Right? We just had Eid al-Adha. And when we think about the faith of Ismail, that Ibrahim alayhi salam saw that he was offering his son in sacrifice. And when he asked his son, Mala tara, what do you think? What do you see? He said, Insha'Allah, you will find me from among those that are patient. Do what you have been commanded, O father. The Prophet ﷺ told Sayyidina Ali, there is an assassination plot. There are people that are going to enter the home who want to take my life. I want you to sleep in my place. But worry not, your life will not be taken. And no one will be able to harm you. And just like he was promised by the Prophet ﷺ, they entered the home, they withdrew, the 7th century Arabian equivalent of the comforter, right? They withdrew, you know, the date palm fiber mat that Sayyidina Ali was using to conceal himself. And they were about to attack and they saw, this is Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is not the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they did not attack him. And then he went and he joined the Prophet ﷺ after the hijrah. So these are just some virtues of Sayyidina Ali. I mean, his closeness to the Prophet ﷺ is not contested by any, right? His wisdom in governance is not contested by any. His willingness to enter arbitration is something that earned him the scorn of the Khawarij. But that's just the kind of person Sayyidina Ali was, radiallahu anhu. I don't want to create any quarrel, any argument that would divide the Muslim community. And if that means abdicating my rulership, I'm willing to do that. Or at the very least, enter into arbitration. This is Sayyidina Ali. There was never any doubt that he would do anything different. One thing that we hear spoken of in terms of Sayyidina Ali as a warrior, it's his notable sword, Dhulfiqar, right? He had this very unique sword that he fought with that had two blades. And Sayyidina Ali was a fierce, fierce warrior. You know, some people estimate that he had 27 kills on the battlefield at Badr. The Battle of Khaybar, the Prophet ﷺ said, I will give this standard to one who loves Allah and loves his messenger. And of course, they were eager to take the standard, and the standard was given to Sayyidina Ali. And we know that he's from the Ashr al-Mubashara, the 10 companions promised, you know, paradise. And in spite of that, his humility, incredible. You know, once things were a funny story, things really started to go awry. You know, all of them are the Rashidun, they are the rightly guided caliphs. But things really started to get, you saw more unrest, you saw more social instability in the time of Ali than, you know, previous, you know, caliphs. And someone came to him and said, you know, things were going great in the time of Abu Bakr. Things were going great in the time of Umar. Things started to get a little bit crazy around the time of Uthman, but things are really out of control now that you're the Khalifa. And he said, you know why? Because those people had people like me following them. I have people like you following me. That's why things are out of control, right? But this is Sayyidina Ali, you know, this is Sayyidina Ali. Jazakum Allahu khairan, wassalamu alaikum.